ישראל אוהב את יוסף מכל בניו כבן זקונים אולי. ועשה לו אקסיינס פסים. ויראו אחוב כי יוסף אוהב אביהם מכל אחוב. וישנו יוסף ולא יאכלו דברו אל השלום. סעוד יוסף. ויראו אחוב כי יוסף אוהב איך אוהביה מכל אחוב. וישנו יוסף ולא יאכלו דברו אל השלום. אז מפורש יוסף אומרת כי יוסף אוהב אביהם מכל אחוב. They saw that he likes Yosef. So they thought maybe he likes Yosef because his mother is Rachel, and he liked Rachel more from all of the Imois. So this is the favorite wife, so this is the favorite son. But it doesn't mean that Yosef is going to take over. Oh, but they saw that he likes Yosef mikol echov. He likes Yosef even more from Binyamin. So it means that it's not stam a love to Yosef. It means that Yosef is going to take over. Mefoshim explained the war, what the Achim were fighting is not the attention from the father. They were scared. The same thing happened by Avram. Yishmael was kicked out and Yitzchok was chosen. By Yitzchok, Esau was kicked out and Yaakov was chosen. They were feeling that they rode to be Shifteka, and by Yaakov, everyone has to carry on being the Hemshech, and they felt Yosef is trying to make a matzev that the father will choose him over them. This is what the Mefoshim explained, that he felt that he's a roidef. They felt that he's trying also to cut it, that the family will carry on Yosef, and everyone else will be out. This is the reason they hated him. Then the pasuk is mamshich. Vayachalom Yosef chalom vayaged leechov vayosifu oitzno oisoi vayemu alem shimun vayachalom azeh asher cholomti. I had a dream. Vehinei anachnu ma'almim alumim b'teich asode vehinei komo alumosi v'gam nitzovo vehinei tesubenu alumuseichem v'tishtachavenu le'alumosi. So the Mefoshim explained, Or Achaim, three times, the language here is a very strange language. Vehine anachnu ma'arim alumu asar hasode. Vehine koma alumosi v'gam nitzovo. Vehine tesubenu alumuseichem v'teshtachavenu le'alumosi. What is the three times vehine? So the Achaim HaKodesh says, vehine is like clear. It was not like a dream that was foggy. Was mamish klo. Vehine anachnu me'almim, vehine koma alumosi, vehine tesubeno. Vayemu lo echov, amaloichtim loichol leinu, imoshol timshol banu, vayasifu oitz noy oise al chalomoise v'al dvoro. So Devin Ezra says, what is that they told him, amaloichtim loichol leinu, imoshol timshol banu. What is this double loshe? Amaloichtim loichol leinu, imoshol timshol banu. So the Rachaim, Eben Ezra says, Melech, we put you to a king. Moshel, the Moshel takes over the country. He's strong, he takes over. They told him, we are not planning to make you king, and you will not manage to become a king on us. Hamaloichtim loichim Moshel timshal. And why they told him this lashon? Because in the dream, he told them, "Vine anachnu ma'almim alumim, vine koma alumosi v'gam nitzava." I took over. Vine tetsuven alumoseichem v'tishtachaven alumosi. You agree that I will be a king. So this is what he told them: "Amaloich timloich. We will choose you. Amoshol timshol. You will do it in force." So the Gaon says, "This is the pshat we say every time in davening." כי להשם המלוכו ומוי של בגויים והויו השם למלך על כל הארץ ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. כי להשם המלוכו ומוי של בגויים והויו השם למלך. השם זה מלך נאו זוג דגוין. כי להשם המלוכו we decided that Hashem is our king. We choose them. Umoishel Bagoim. The Goyim didn't choose him, but it's enforced that he's the king. Aber behoyo, v'yatu shechem echad leavdecho, leosid lavoi, v'hoyo Hashem lemelech al kol haoretz. Eventually, all the Goyim will recognize that Hashem is the melech, and they will choose that he will be the melech. I want maybe a little bit to explain the dreams of Yosef. There's a lot of little Ores in the dream of Yosef. Yosef has two dreams. In the first dream, Yosef says, we're down in the field, we ma'al mi malumim, we make bandles, azah. And v'inei koma alumosi, v'teshtachaveno alumoseichem la'alumosi. The next dream is a sun, a star, and the sun and the star are mishtachve to Yosef himself. Why in the first dream all of the alumos were mishtachve to the aluma of Yosef, not to Yosef himself? In the second dream, the star and the sun were mishtachve to Yosef himself. So he says a poshta tarat. In the second dream, what will happen? We will see stars and the sun and the moon. And the mishtachbe to who? To a different star. How do you know that it's Yosef? You put tags on it. So the only way to know that the mishtachbe to Yosef, they buried down to Yosef. In the first dream, everyone made a bandle. So he knew what is his aluma. And then everyone mishtachbe to his aluma. No, can't say. Maybe we could go a little bit deeper. The Bale HaTesis in Parshas Miketz Frek Takasha. Parshas Miketz, we know Paroi also has two dreams. Yosef tells them, when two dreams come, it's going to be right away. Yosef had a dream, two dreams. You know how many years it took till it happened? Where is the klal of Yosef that he told, Vali Shanoisach Aloim ki memayr Elohim la'asoyse? So the Rashbam in Parshas Miketz brings this kasha, and the Rashbam says it's only if you dream two dreams in one night, like Paroi. But Yosef was two different nights, then there's no cloud that it goes quick. Two times in one night, it's quick. Some say different terutzim, but I want to say a different terutz. Giboyten, the yesod of the Ramban of learning the two dreams. Zog the Ramban was two separate dreams with two different mahalchim. The first dream is Yosef has a dream that 11 brothers are mishtachbe to him. Without the brothers, without Binyamin, I'm sorry, without Yaakov and Bila, only 11 brothers. This was the first dream. The second dream, the whole family were mishtachbe to him. But it's two different dreams. The Ramban explains that this is the reason Yosef knew that his student dreams. He knew that it has to be first 11 brothers, and then 11 brothers plus father, mother, stepmother. B'meila, Yosef cannot be megala to them that he's Yosef, because then everyone will come down with the father, and he was not mekayim in the first dream, 11 brothers number one. Dream number two, father, mother, plus 11. The first dream, they were mishtachbe to Alumas Yosef, not to Yosef. They didn't know it's Yosef. The second dream, you mishtachbe to Yosef. So the Oimek of the Ramban, Yosef didn't tell his father that he's Yosef, ko yo'osuk bekiyum nevuas chalom Yosef. Yosef felt, Zaloch, the Novi has to be Oimek than his Nevuah. We see that Yoina stands outside Nineveh to be sure that it will be turned over. The Tafkid of the Novi that had the Nevuah to help the Nevuah to happen. So B'meila Yosef knew that his Tafkid is that the 11 brothers have to be Mishtachbe without knowing that he's Yosef. Mishtachbe la'alumas Yosef. The second dream is Mishtachbe to Yosef when they know he's Yosef. Tifel. And the first dream, the Mishtachbe to his money. Why the Mishtachbe to him? He's a Sheget, he's a Goy. Why the Mishtachbe to him? Yosef who Amashbir, he's the guy that gives out the money. To what they bend down to his money, to the Aluma. The second time, the brother. Why do you mishtachver? Rashi says, Veishtachu Yaakov al Roish Amito, Tadne Beidne Sagidle. Now Yosef is the melech, you have to mechabed him. Was the mishtachver to Yosef. So we made the kashif and the barathesis and mikas doesn't start. Was not Hadishon Esacholoim, was two separate dreams. Yosef didn't have a double dream. It's one dream, 11 brothers mishtachver to Yosef, who are shalit, and there's another dream, 11 brothers, father and mother, mishtachver to Yosef. Two separate dreams. There's no klal of Hadishon Esacholoim, b'mayra Elohim la'asoy Yisrael. Take two different dreams. The Yisayid Advorim state, Chavatzel is Ashoren, the Yisayid Advorim. Now, in the first dream, Vayasifu Snoy Oyser al Chalomoyse Va'al Dvoro. They hated him. In the second dream, Vayekanu Boyechov. They were jealous of him. Why in the first dream they were not jealous? They hated him. Look at the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Vayemul oy yachov amaloichtim loicholeinu mishal vayosifu oy tsna oisai." Hated. Then there's a second dream. Vayisapu laaviv vayekanu boyechov. They're jealous. What is the pshat? So we must with the hemshach. Okay, now we know for sure two different dreams. There's the mahalach. We have to know why in the first dream you hate, for the second dream you mekane. Zog de Beis Halevi. Same yesod. The first dream, you mishtachve to me, I am the king, I will be the guy that has the money, all of you will bend down to my money. Right? This was the dream. Some seem to be jealous of someone that has money. To hate that you want to be the guy that in charge of the money, we will be your slaves, you will be the king. We'll hate you for that. But to be jealous that you will be the king? The second time he said, "Mishtach v'mli, I'll be a choshev guy. I'll be a bal meile. The father will recognize that I'm the one. I'm the mamshich." They got jealous. There's a couple that came once to Rav Shach for Shlom Bayis. What was the Shlom Bayis? The guy made a lot of money, Baruch Hashem, a couple millions. He was a young man. He was sitting and learning in Kollel, 2 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 11 years. Kids said, then he fell after my kids. He started to make money. First year, 1 million, 5 million, 20 million. Moved a nicer apartment, 200 million, 300 million, living in Maybrook. Kids said, he made a lot of money. He decided to buy a fancy car. You know, some diamonds on the handle. His wife told him, I'm embarrassed. You know, till now you bought a nice house, a nice big apartment. I understand, a big car. We need it. All your friends in the kollel. He said, I'm stealing, I give chaymish. I give myself, I give everyone, I give. I feel, if I drive into a meeting with such a car, the guy signs the deal right away. So he went to Rav Shach, Shlom Bayis. Shach asked the guy, so he claimed, he doesn't want to buy the fancy, he wants to buy the fancy car. The wife says, no way, no fancy car. So when the Shlom Bayis stopped Shach. Shach asked him, tell me, how much Masechtas you know Baal Peh? It's Masechtas. Tell me, you finished Shas? No. Tell me, you finished half a Shas? He says, tell me, you know one Masechta from top to the bottom? He says, no. He says, half a Masechta, you know? He says, no. He says, maybe the Yeshivisha pages? He says, no. Shach said you could buy the car. Don't worry, no one will be jealous of you. There's nothing to be jealous of you. You could buy the car, no one will be jealous of you. No, it's not going to be jealous of you. If you'll be a Talmud Chacham and also have money, then it's going to be jealous. No Talmud Chacham, it's time to have money to have a car. Don't worry, no one will be jealous. No one will be jealous. This is the vote of the Beis HaLevi. When he said, The first dream, Vayithno Yisechov, they hated him. So much money, they hated him. Abba, they were not jealous. The second dream, he said, Mishtachvim li. Then Take, they couldn't hold it anymore. Then they got jealous. Then Vayelcho Echov Liris Esatzein Avim B'Shem. וימצאו אשתו בסודה, ויאמרו איש נוסו מזה, ואתו לכו ויאמרו איש אלוהי, והנה בא לחלום על הזה בו, ואתו לכו ונהרגנו, ונשליכנו באחד הבוירס, ואומרו, ואומרנו חיו רואו אכלתו, דור החיים says, הוא נצא חיו רואו הרוגתו, חיו רואו אכלתו, דור נת לי, וישמע ראובן ויציל מיודו, ויאמר לא ינקנו נפש. לא ינקנו נפש. ויאמר להם ראובן אל תשפכו דום השליחו אצל הבור הזה אשר במדבור ויד אל תשלחו. ויקש ביוסף ויפשיטו אס יוסף וישליחו אצל הבוירו והבוי ריק אין בוי מים. וישליחו אצל הבוירו והבוי ריק אין בוי מים. אז חזל דרשן והבוי ריק אין בוי מים. What is the פשט והבוי ריק אין בוי מים? מים אין בוי אבל נחושים והקרבים יש בוי. ויקחו וישלחו איסו יבוי רו והבוי ריק אין בוי מים. So it says הבוי ריק, we know that it's no water. What is Vaboy Reik Ein Bimaim? So while it says Vaboy Reik Ein Bimaim, it's a diuk, Maim En Boy, Aval Nechoshim Vakrabim Yesh Boy. So here was, it's very, very interesting. ויקחו וישליחו איסוי הבוירו. If you look in the פסוק חוף דלת, הבוירו without a vov. והבוי ריק אין במים. So they really said that they wanted the boir would be empty. אבל חזל say, והבוי ריק אין במים. Water it doesn't have, but it had snakes. The Gemara says in Shabbos, דורש רב סמלוי, מי דכסי והבוי ריק אין במים? ממש מה שנאמר והבוי ריק אין יודע שאין במים? מה אתה אומר לא אמר אין במים? מים אין בו, אבל נחושים והקרבים יש בו. גם אם הוא עושה אז ודור אשר עפסים לא היא מלחני כשניחו למעלה מעשרים מה מפסולו כסוקו וחמובו. So the order before she asked what is the shaykh is to the memories דור אשר עפסים לא היא והבוי ריק אין במים, מה שם הבוי ריק, אין יודע שם במים, מה אתה לא אמר, אין במים, בסדר, הבוי ריק, אין במים, מים הם נחושים והקרבים, ודור שעושים לו, הנה, חלק השליח למעלה מעשרים מים, ובסולה. So some say it's the same name, the Gemara, when two members are the same name, the Gemara a lot of times has like a chain. But in the Tanchuma, they have the two members, just one near each other, with two different names. So we can't say because it's a chain. So as a vote, we're going to say, Chanukah Zatayre, they say the Gemara, they felt the Veltfak Takashe. If a person falls into a boy full with snakes, you could be made that he's dead. You could be made that he's dead. And you matter his wife, Aguna, even if you didn't see that he's dead. Why? Because for sure they bit him. So this is called to save him. So Rabbi says it was Lamatum Esrimam, but they didn't see the snakes. It's the Hemshech. No, the Chalik HaShemuchal Ma'ala Mesrim Ha'am Apsula, because you can't see so high. Azeh Zog Yabinis in Ha'ibishis, and Azeh Zog Chanuk HaSatayir. It's a nice pshat. But first, Lema'isa, we see, I see planes Ma'ala Mesrim Ha'am. You don't see planes Ma'ala Mesrim Ha'am? The Chalik, Ma'ala Mesrim Ha'am, yeah. So the Velt says the same vote of Yabinis in Ha'ibishis, a little bit more wet. The Rachaim HaKodesh explains, Avada, they knew that it's snakes. Reuven told him like this, we have a shayla if Yosef is a tzaddik and Yosef is a rosh. If we kill him, a Baal Pchire could kill a person even if he doesn't have permission. we'll throw him to the boil. If he's a tzaddik, the snakes will not eat him. So we'll see why we have to kill him. We'll leave him inside the bowl. And we'll see. If he's a tzaddik, he will be saved. If he's a rasha, he will die. I say, Lando, Achaim, a kodesh trat in the pasuk. Makes a lot of sense. Because it's mashma, v'aboy reik, eima, nechoshi, v'akravim. They knew that it's nechoshi, v'akravim. That's what the whole pasuk is coming to say. V'aboy reik, eima, imayim, but nechoshi, v'akravim were there. So now the question is, so they threw him in, and they saw all the snakes didn't touch him. They had to run, Yosef, Yosef, sorry, to take him out. We have you a tzaddik. No, not only that, they left him there. And later, when the Ishmaelim came, they took him out. And they saw no one touched him, and they sold him. The Talmud says, they threw him down. You're right, with snakes. The man said, they said, if the snakes don't bite him, his stomach is a tzaddik. But who knows what happened? Maybe the snakes dead were dead. Maybe they're not real snakes. Maybe Yosef made such a witch, epis, a kishuf, a lachash. You're right, mistomen not. But the miracle was not in front of their eyes. Why? Because it was lemato me'esu. You're right that you see it, but it's not in front of you. So the Gemara, nechalim yishnichu ma'alem esrim ha'am v'psula, for sure you see the candles. But pirsum anisa has to be Shalte be'ene, lo shel Gemara. Lemalo me'esrim amo lo shalte be'ene. Has to be a matzav of shalte be'ene. So this is the tzushtal. Like the nest didn't affect them, they didn't get chizuk from the nest because it was lemalo me'esrim amo. Nechalik hashinichu lemalo me'esrim amo psula for the same idea because you don't have the shalte be'ene. And the idea of pirsum anisa is to have a shalte be'ene that everyone will see it. Vayeshvu le'echoy lechem. Vayeshvu le'echoy lechem. Chassidus Sforim state, when a person is angry, it's because either he's tired, either he's hungry. When you have a fight with someone, if you're tired, go to sleep before you fight with him, and eat a good meal. And only then, so if a person comes home, he has a shalom bayis, before he argues with his wife, eat supper. Chassidus Sforim. And the mocha they bring down, Vayeshvu le'echoy lechem. They said, you know, before we sell, before we do something, lama essen, and we'll see if after we eat and we're full, we're also so angry. Sometimes a person is itchy, he's hungry and tired, so you can get very easily angry, worked up. Vayisu enem vayiru v'ine elchas ishmo eloim boim megilot ugmoleim noisim nechois v'tzori v'loit hoilchim lohoirid mitzrayim. Rashi says, Lomo Piresh HaKosuv Masom. Rabbi said, this is one of the biggest limudim. Why the Torah told us what they were carrying? Lo idia matan schorim shel tzadikim. She'ein darkom shel harovim losis. The Arabs normally don't carry perfume. Arabs carry neft, oil. Even in the time of Rashi, even in the time of Yosef, the Arabs really had the oil. Some of Nazar, but they said in the Medrash. Arabs have oil. אז יש לי דמרש. אין דרכם של צדיקים לא עושים פסומים, אלו נפט שריח רע. ולזה נזדמנו פסומים של היוסק מריח רע. בריש ישראבו. So, then, בעלי מוסר, סמול בעלי מוסר, תאינה. That we see from here that everything is מהשמיים. You have to be sold, you have to go down to Mitzrayim, or if you don't deserve a bad smell, so, if you don't deserve to have the bad smell, so you don't have a bad smell. Everything is medugdak mashamay. You deserve to be sold, you sold. You deserve that the brothers will take off your clothes. But if you don't deserve to get a smell, you don't get a smell. It's a little musa. Chaim Shmulevitz says a big musa. Maybe I'll tell you first a story. We had a story, it was 4 years ago. Yeshiva was in Geman. I was hit with a car. Friday morning, it was around this time. His wife was killed on the spot. His baby was killed. And he was hurt very badly. He was in the hospital. I heard about the levaya. He was in intensive care. Out of conscience. He He woke up the third day, the fourth day. So the hospital led him to go back for 4 hours to his house to sit shiva and his wife and his kid. So someone told me that he's close to me. To go to Menachem Avil. So I don't remember, the name didn't ring a bell, but someone told me he's close to me, it's the right thing to do. I would go to his house, took a car, I went down, he was sitting in the Vayakar, so I'm there. I'm coming into the house, I saw a guy, I couldn't recognize him. Everything was bandaged, I only saw his eyes. Came in, so he reminded me, he comes to Shalom Bayis Vayim. Tells me, I have to tell you something, Rabbi, I have to tell you. When I was hurt in a car accident, I lost everything. I woke up for a second, I saw I was laying on the bed of the ambulance. On top of me was standing a paramedic, a frum paramedic that I know, a lady paramedic, a family friend. And in my left of my eye, I could see my wife's head, cut off her head. Yeah, I'm saying, I saw my kid, I saw everything is over. But I was so happy to recognize this paramedic. She's a frum paramedic, she never works Friday. She's the only lady paramedic in Yerushalayim, and she was there, and she knows me. And I lost consciousness. One more time I woke up for a second is when the ambulance bring me into the hospital. They took me out of the ambulance, my eyes opened for a second, and again I saw she's there. I was so happy she'll take care of me. And I lost again. And then I woke up in the middle of the week. I said, yeah. He says, and I want to tell you, I tell this story to everyone that comes in, and everyone says, yeah, and I see how they're kicking each other in Nebuch. The guy lost his wife, his kids, everything. He's so happy, he knew the paramedic. But I'll tell you the truth, I was so happy. Maybe you could help me to understand what I passed. I'll tell you the truth. I'm normal. I didn't lose it. But I'm not happy, I know. Maybe, I'm sorry I'm sharing your feelings. I said, yeah, it's the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz from our parsha. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz from our parsha says, Yosef HaTzadik is going down to Mitzrayim. His life is terrible. Terrible. Everything is... All of his brothers, Shiftekor, and he knew that it's Shiftekor. A paskening that is Chayev Misa. Chayev Misa. He's a Roidev. They undress him. He's sold naked to Mitzrayim to be a slave. Place full with Zima, with Zuama. A slave never could go out. There was no tzad that he could call his father, because if it would be a tzad that he could send a message to his father, the brothers would not take a chance, yeah? There was no tzad in the world that it could happen. And Hashem sent him the psalmim to show him. There's no way Arabs carry these kind of things. I'm there to take care of you. I'm around. So the Mele, that smile gave Yosef the koyach, the power, to pass the nisoyin of the mechira. Hashem showed him, I'm there. A wave, I'm there. That wave. This is what Hashem gave you. She's never around. She will take care of you. She will say, who's the kids? She will take care of the Leviah, Shubit. That was the smile. So the Sefer HaMusar VeHadas to my elder Zayde Rabban Yafin, the Eidim from the Altam in the Vardok, says in our parsha that a person has to know. It's not only that. It says every normal human being that will suffer, should suffer like Yosef. You think he would realize the difference of the smell? It smells good, bad. Loves me up. My life is finished. I'm beating me up. Look, a nice picture. Nice picture. You tear the picture away, yeah? I'm suffering now. A human being will not even recognize that is the psami. A person that is a choshev, a person like Yosef, he knows to find the psami. He knows to find it. The chokhmah is to see in the bad the good. And every time he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Evin Nisoyen Keseder, gives the Nisoyen but gives a smile. The smile doesn't take away from the Nisoyan. The Nisoyan is the same Nisoyan. Doesn't make easier that it's a good smell. It's the difference, you're going to be a slave with good smell or bad smell? No difference. But this is the one that gives the koyach. This gives the power to pass the Nisoyan. A person has to learn when it's hard for him to look around, to find the psamim are smelling in this side, to find the psamim are smelling in that side. That's what a person has to find. This is the job. I say the same thing in Chanukah. The nest of the Pach HaShemen was irrelevant to Klal Yisrael. There's Yevonim, either we win the Yevonim, or we don't win the Yevonim. And the oil is lighting for 8 days. Say it, Beis HaMikdash. Didn't change. And Chazal takes such a smallness out of a whole picture of years of thousands of people are dying, miracles of a war, and they make the whole surrounding of Chanukah around that small little nest. I explained it a couple times in different ways. I want to say this mahalach now. The answer is the same idea. Hashem wanted to show him it's everything is me. The war, people could think maybe, yeah, we're stronger. You know, it's a big army, but you know, every time terrorists could win even big countries, we see it in factors. Hashem showed him a little thing, it's irrelevant. I'm around. If I want to make the oil to light for 8 days, it's me. I'm running the show. When a person feels that he's running the Hashem is running the show, it gives him all of the koyach. People die in the war, people win the war. You feel out is boira oilam. You have the koyach to pass the nisoya. This gives you the koyach. The Ramban speaks it out in our parsha. It's a very shvere parsha. Yosef goes, his father sends him to meet his brothers. Vayimtzo ishtoye. Vayimtzo ish vihine toye basode. Zog the Ramban. Deloyo yodea ono yelech. He got all lost. Ve'yarich ha'kosuf. Zog the Ramban. It's five lines of Ramban, but you have to remember this for all of your life. Lehagid. Kisibois rabois bo'u eilov is enough reasons that came to Yosef shehoyuroi lachzerloi. His father sent him. He knew his brothers hated him. It was a kibbutz. He came there. He can't find him. I can't find him. Not only that, he would come back. I came there. They left. Aval hakol sova lekoved aviv. But for kibud av, Yosef carried out. Aval velehoidi aoid. Remember this Ramban. Ki agzeiro emes veacharitzus sheker. These are the words that the Bali Musa take from this Ramban. Lehagid ki agzeiro emes ve'acharitzu sheker. I will explain. What Hashem decides to be will be, and all the shtadlis will not change it. Ki zimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu moire derech sheloi midai toi le'avion biyodo. He couldn't find him. Was no one there to show him how to get there. So b'derech hateva he's saved. The guys that want to kill him moved away. Hashem sends a malach to stand there. Where they are, go there. So that's who did it to him? Hashem. Not his brothers. They wanted to kill him, but he would never be there. He would never be trapped. Not only that. And what he tells him? Shomati oimrim melcho deisono. Rashi says, Levakesh lecho kli doshi amisos chobohem. He was merames them that they want to kill him. I think Moses says, Psoikli psukho. He had enough reasons to hear it. Lo idea finishes the Ramban, ki atzas Hashem hitoku. And I saw once in the Mefoshim Tifer. When Yosef, Hashem did it to Yosef, why he had to do it in such an interesting way? That Yosef will, he'll be sitting in the cave in Mitzrayim and he will think, oh, brothers, brothers, what they did to me. He'll say, no, no, no. I got lost. Hashem sent me there. The Malach told me the words not to go there. Hashem did it to me. So it was not only a lesson to us, Hagzeiro Emes ve'acharitzu Sheker, was for Yosef. Because how a person could suffer when he understands that it's from Hashem. We understand. A person makes up something with someone and the guy forgets. And again forgets. The guy's not right, he forgot. Hashem made him to forget. Hashem made him to forget. As a guy who could take care of a chavrus of me, forgot. Oh, he's such a bad guy. You did your ishtanus, you asked him. From now on, Hashem. I'm not saying a person doesn't have to do ishtanus. But remember, Hagzeiro emes v'acharitzu sheker. This is the Ramban. Vayikhus akutoynes Yosef vayishchetu seir izim vayatbilu akutoynes badom. So we're learning Yevamos Rebbe Elchanan Mekoymetz Ma'amorim says Eini kidai, but I have a feeling that all of the Alilo Isdam, what Klal Yisrael had all the years, that are going to claim that we use the blood for the matzahs, is a punishment, and Vayadbilu es akotoyres badom. Chon says he doesn't know if he's the roi to say it, but he has a deep feeling that the Gzeiris, for thousands of years, the Gzeiris were everything that they blamed that they hidden, and what they would do, they would take animals' blood, and they would say that it's people's blood. What they did, kivyochol, vayishlechus akutoynes apasim, hakrim akutoynes, vayikra yakav simloiso, vayokimu kobonom lachem, vayino elim nachem, vayoymer, ki eired el bni ovel shoylo, vayifko yisay oviv. Then the posuk is mamshich, whole parsha of Yibum. ויוסף הוא עד מצרימו. ויעזב כל אשר לוי ולא יונה יוסף מאומו. ויהי אחר הדבורים האלו ותיסו אישוס אינו וסיינאו אל יוסף ותאמר שכוב אימי. ויהי כדברו אל יוסף יום יום ולא ישמע עליה אל ישכב אצלו אל יוסף אימו. ויהי היום, no one was in the house, ויובי הביתו לעשות מלאכתו עם מחלקת עם חז"ל. ואין איש מען שהבייס שם בבייס, ותתפסיו בביגדוי. לימור שכובו אימי. She hold on to his clothes, I want to do the avera with you. ויעזר ביגדוי ביודו ויונוס וייצא החוצה. He ran out. If he was left without clothes at all or not, I don't know exactly what it was. The question is, so what she did, she left the clothes, and when he came, she said, listen, here's the clothes. Obviously, he came to do it. And she claimed that he did it. Chazal say, Kadvorim ha'ele osali. Yosef is a smart person. Why he's leaving this clothes by this lady? He's leaving a debt that later it's proved that he did it. Maybe she was very strong. Because that. You know, the Shvatim were very strong, you know that, yeah? So I heard once a Givaldi Kavod, the Bali Musa say. Yosef had a Nisoyan. Chazal say that Yosef had a very big Nisoyan. Chashi brings down Dmus Aviv Nir Saloy Bachaloy. He needed a Siyata Dishmaya. Siyata Dishmaya. Heard once a Vitz. What's about Dmus Aviv Nir Saloy Bachaloy? There's a lot of Esbeirim. Somebody said that it said that Yosef looked like his father. So in the glass, he saw himself, he saw his father. Doesn't mean that his father really had to come there. But Yosef was inside and he saw him. And he hopped the trap. I have to run away. I'll say it in two ways. First, you don't wait even for a second. Even the second to grab the clothes, you never know. You could. It's dangerous, miyat. Yeah, my service, I'm going to learn. Miyad. Not to wait for a second. Even if it's a danger, Yosef knew he's staying there to grab the clothes. The Mefoshim said it a little bit better. You know, sometimes you have a good friend, then he's tough to be a good friend of his, right? So for a while you fight. Then you forget about him completely, yeah? Suppose the pshat, some don't suffer this, but some, a lot of teenagers have that matzav, yeah? It's a good friend, then he becomes his friend, so then he might hate you, think about him, and then you forget about him. So the pshat, in the beginning you're close to him as friend, then you're close to him fighting, and then you drop him, right? Fighting is also a kind of relationship. It's a kind of closeness. To grab her, it's also have shaykhis to the shikta. She's pulling it, he's pulling it, and some of you do that here. To fight with her, to grab the clothes, it's also shaykhis. Person has to know how far he has to be from that veil. I think everyone is masking here. So I want maybe to explain it a little bit more. Person has an internet, a BlackBerry, a BlueBerry, let me show you what, yeah? All these shtusim. No, he's only kosher. He's only this. He's holding the clothes. It's worse. He's holding on to it. And now he's not planning to look in. Seder. Yosef doesn't stay a second near the shikta. He leaves his clothes. He'll be in trouble. He'll sit in jail forever. Oh, but you don't stay a minute near the Nisayan. You don't handle the Nisayan. And what this guy does, stays in a dira. That someone has the internet. You leave the deer in the middle of the night. Even if you don't know where to sleep in Beis Medrash, you leave tonight, today. Now, you go back to the deer, you break it, and you leave. Yeah. I remember last year when I said this shmuz, this parsha, was a bocher that came over to me. That in his deer is a guy that has. No, a Rosh Merusha Mushchas, a bocher that has such a machine, Chaito Machti, and Lechelek Leilam Abo, yeah? That has such a machine. And I told him, leave. So I can't afford it. I said, leave, don't mishaneh. He left. Now he's in BMG, he's one of the best bochers in BMG. Lakewood, if you don't know. Yeah? Yosef, you don't stay there in Israel for a second. So a second ago when I said it about Yosef, it sounds so good, yeah? Pidom, when it sounds to you to leave the deer, I see the same people that before were like, are looking at me, now they're not looking at me, yeah? To do it, it's Yosef, it sounds the right thing, for sure, to grab, to leave. But not to stay in the deer that has the internet. Not to have a BlackBerry that has the internet. Not to be connected. You have to run out, you have to leave right away. You have to leave right away. And if you leave right away, then take your zeichet. Then the pasuk goes weiter. V'yachar advorim ha'ile, chotu mashke melech mitzah. So Yosef was put in jail. V'yichzor paru ha'shnei sarisim ha'sar ha'mashkim ha'sar ha'ifkim. And they have two dreams, and Yosef comes and he gives the answer to everyone. To Sarahifim, he says, you will be hanged up in 3 days. And to Saramashkim, he says, you will go back to give the wire into the hand of power. And the Shaila is the Weltfrag Alemol, how he knew. Why did he say the opposite? Sarahifim will go back, Saramashkim will be hanged up. Why, by Sarahifim, he decided to hang him up, and Besara Mashkim, maybe he knew the Chalom. So the Welt has a lot of answers. Yeshiva Shea answers. Like one answer the Welt says, he answered first the Besara Mashkim, then the Sarayfim. Besara Mashkim, Vayar Sarayfim, Kitoiv Posar. So he came to ask the Pitoron for his Chalom. If he will tell Besara Mashkim that power is going to kill you, Sarayfim will not come to ask him, right? Now, Yosef wanted that, he asked the Saramashkim and the Parsha, when you go out, tell Parsha, I'm here, try to get me out, right? This is the last words in the Parsha. Vayishkocheyu. Amen. Kim zachos chartani, kasher itati lo, vosis o chesed, vizkartani el paru, ki gonav gunavti me'aratzo ivrim. It's the first ishtalus that Yosef says to try to get out of the jail. So, like this, he told Saramashkim, you'll be okay. please, when you get out, say good about me. Then Sarayfim, he killed him. Or if he would kill Saramashkim, Sarayfim would not come to Ezer. This is one of the Veltas of it. The Ben Ish Chai brings down a Givaldic Terence. Ben Ish Chai says, a marshal, was a race of two painters. The king said, the one that will have the best paint will get a lot of money. The first guy made a paint of a kid holding grapes in his hands. And they bought the paint. And the other guy made a paint of a room with a curtain. Two paints are standing there. No one could prove what paint is better. It looks so good, so real. Then they bring people into the room. They don't tell them that it's paint. And a bird comes into the room and flies and tries to eat one of the grapes. So everyone claps. Listen, the bird thought that it's real grapes. This is the best paint in the world. It looked real. Then, in the other picture, they send a boy and they ask him if he could open the curtains in the room. And he went also to the picture and he was trying to move the curtain. So it's arguing what picture is better. Some said animals, they have a better wish. If the animal didn't thought that it's a real grape, this is proof. But I said, oh, here's a human being. A human being thought that it's a curtain. So they brought the Chacham Bashi there, and he said, the second paint is good, better. The first paint is a fake paint. Such a bad paint. What? He said, if the bird would really think that it's a real picture, she would never fly to someone's hand to take out a grape. She realized that the person that's holding the grape is a picture. The grapes look real, but the man in the picture looked not real to her. The bird would never go into someone's hands. You went in the street once, a bird came behind to try to take out a grape. The Torah says she saw it's a picture. So she saw it's grapes on the picture. Zakta, the Sara'ifim said, I had a dream that the birds are eating bread off my head. So he said, ah, you're dead. If the dream is saying that you are dead. If in the dream birds are coming to eat out of your basket, vice says you're dead. Saramashkim didn't have that. So in the dream of the Sara'ifim, was gishtayt that he's a dead person. So the pitaron of Yosef was not stam. One person is dead and one person is alive. From the dream alone, Meili had a raya. Chazal say, Yosef tells the Saramashkim, I'm in jail, get me out. It's the first time. כי אם זכרתני איתכו כאשר התאבתי לך ועשיסנו עם מודי חסד והזכרתני אל פארוי והציסני מן הבייס הזה כי גונב גונבתי מארץ העברים וגם פה לא הסיסי מאומו כי סומו לא הסי בבוי. Yosef is trying to get out of the jail. And the pasuk finishes the parsha ולא זוכר שרה משקים את יוסף וישכחי. Hashem made him to forget. Why Hashem made him to forget? Rashi brings down. Because Yosef didn't have bitochen in Hashem, he forgot. I mean to say, really, Yosef had to go out in that day. Because Yosef made his shtadlis to go out, he stayed for 2 more years. Look in the last Rashi in the parsha. Vayishkacheyu. La'achu mikem, b'nei shetolo bo Yosef bitchoinoi, huskak li es osu shtei shonim. שנאמר אשרי הגבר אשר סוב השם יפתוחוי ולא יפונו אל רהובים ולא יבוטח על מצרים הקרויים רהובים. זה מאוד נזח. Yosef, the first time Yosef tried to get out, כאילו, there is really the time to get out, and Yosef smells it, he sees that Saramashkim is getting out, he realizes that it's time to get out, and he fails, and he stays for another 2 years. Chazal say why? Because he says twice, כי אם זכור, שכרתני. כי אם זכור, שכרתני. And if he would say once, so he would stay for 1 year? Zog the Mephis Halevi, if he would say once, he would go out right away. You have to mishtadel. Ask the Sama Mashkim to member. There's no reason he will not member. Such a nice boy. Helped him in jail. But remember, don't forget, yeah? Don't forget, right? Don't forget. Now he will forget. I'm not saying in Armadregas, everyone has to know, yeah? Some guy 20 times don't forget, it's bitochen by them yet, yeah? Abu Salevi says, not the pshat, because twice was 2 years. The double was the chisol and the bitochen. Salevi adds, Rashi says, Asher ha-geber asher som Hashem miftachoi v'leponu el rehovi v'leipotach al Mitzrayim akru im rehav v'leipotach al Mitzrayim akru im rehav. Chazal mamshich asher piyam diber sheker. Yosef, you didn't rely on Hashem? You relied on Mitzrayim that called rehav, that they're liars? It's not to be Salevi the same thing. You're allowed to do bitochen. But Mitzrayim are liars. Dr. Hazay, when a person is drowning, he holds on to straw. This is not ishtadlis, right? He doesn't think it is. The title of Yosef was, you and your madrege, to ask a mitzri is not ishtadlis. He's a liar. When someone is lost, he says, there's nothing more to lose, I will ask him to help me also. So this was the tvi in Yosef, Lafi is madrege.